From the Gospel of John. In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Today, as you can imagine, we're talking about prayer. Jesus is inviting his disciples to pray. He's reminding them to pray. And that means he's reminding you and me to pray. He wants to make sure that we understand that praying is one of the most important things we can do. Because prayer is how we keep in contact, you might say, with our Heavenly Father. It's how we show our faithfulness. Because when we are in need, who better to go to than our Heavenly Father? Jesus taught his disciples how to pray. They asked him one day, Lord, teach us. And he said, pray like this. And he told them, taught them the Lord's Prayer. He taught them with his countless examples of other prayers that he offered up to his Heavenly Father. He wanted his disciples to know that praying is not to be something as an afterthought. It's something that you should be doing day after day, almost moment by moment, speaking to God, asking for his help and assistance in your life. Because without him in our life, we have no life. In essence, there are two basic kinds of prayers. We ask God for things. One of the things we can be praying for today, for others, is for comfort. For those who have lost family members in wars, some far past, some more recent. That's one of the things we can ask for. And then we can also ask, or the other type of prayer is the prayer for thankfulness. And I guess an example would be to be thanking the Lord that we have people in this country who have offered the sacrifice of their life in order that we can have freedom in this world. And be thankful that we have the benefits of their sacrifice. God calls on us to ask for what we need. Jesus said, you don't have because you don't ask. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean we don't have a big house because we haven't asked for a big house. As I was mentioning to the children, God is going to tell us in his answers sometimes what you really do need versus what you really want. It's one of the hardest things for us to go and believe in. Is, you know, we're supposed to believe and trust and pray in the name of Jesus, and all our prayers should be answered the way we want them answered. But that puts us in the place of God instead of the Lord taking his rightful place and giving to us what we do need. And what are the things that we need? We need his correction. We need his comfort. We need his forgiveness. Those are some of the things Jesus will highlight in the Lord's Prayer later on when we talk about that. After 3 years of being with Jesus, the disciples learned something very important. They learned that Jesus was always heard by his Heavenly Father. When he was at the hill where they were going to feed 5,000 people, Jesus received the loaves and the fishes. He looked up to heaven and he blessed them. He said a prayer. And God heard him and was able to feed everybody there with all of the food, that little bit of food they had, and still have so much left over. We also know that when Jesus went to Lazarus' tomb after he had been dead for 4 days already in the tomb, he prayed to his Father. And Jesus said this, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. He knows the Father heard him. I know that you always hear me. And the disciples heard those words too and understood that Jesus was going to be heard by his Father for everything and anything he asked for. Why? Because he's his son, his beloved son. And now in the gospel today, Jesus assures his disciples that the Father is going to hear them too. He makes that point clear to them. Don't be afraid. My Father will hear you now. He says, in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Now, there's a little bit of, what's this in that day? Well, Jesus, when he was saying these words, was Maundy Thursday evening, the night before he was betrayed and crucified. In that day, the disciples will not be able to ask him anything because he's dead. But you could ask the Father now. You can ask the Father in my name. And why? Because Jesus had completed what he came to do. He came to complete the forgiveness of sins, the paying of the debt, the appeasing of God's wrath because of sinfulness. Because Jesus suffered, died, and rose again, the Father is now allowing sinners to come into his presence. When Jesus suffered and died, when he died on the cross, that temple curtain was torn open. Now we have access to God through Jesus. In Jesus' name, we can go to the Father. We can go to the Father because Jesus is the doorway to God now. And when we believe and trust in him, we know that he, the Father, will answer our prayer. Prayer is our supply line to God. That's where we go to for all things that we need in this world. His abundant and overflowing grace comes to us through prayer. And because prayer is so vital, because our connection to God through prayer is so important, that's where the enemy, Satan, and our human nature and sin is going to try to break that supply line between us and the Lord. And so when we do have troubles and problems and sorrows in this life, when life is bearing down hard on us, the devil and our own human flesh is going to try to stop us from praying, because it's like, what's the use? God isn't listening at all. He doesn't care about you. You're on your own. That's what the world's going to try to say. How many people in this world still believe that there is no such thing as God? There is no Jesus. There is no reason to pray. We're on our own in this world. That's what the devil wants you to believe. So you don't talk to God. So you do break that relationship. So you don't go to the source of your help and your hope. It's easy to get discouraged and quit praying. But our Lord calls on us to pray continually. Pray with unceasing determination to go to our Father, knowing that in him, we have our help and our hope. No matter the circumstances, we can go to our Father in heaven, Jesus tells us. Jesus said, in that day you will ask in my name. And I do not say to you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I've come forth from God. God's willingness to hear our prayers is directly tied to our faith in Christ. That's why we are in Christ, when we can say in the name of Jesus. We are believing Jesus to be our Savior. Believing Jesus is our doorway to the Heavenly Father. Our faith and love in Jesus is the means by which we receive all the gifts that Jesus has, including the gift of standing before the Heavenly Father and petitioning him for our needs and our wants. Through faith and baptism, we are clothed with Jesus Christ. That's how we have this power, this privilege to stand before God and ask him all that we need. That's why we are acceptable to God, because of our faith in his Son, Jesus. That means that when we are praying in the name of Jesus, we believe in Jesus. We trust in Jesus as our Lord and our Savior. It's not just a statement. It's not just a magic wand or a magic potion or something like that, magic words that we just add on. But it's the truth of our faith in him. Because of Jesus, we can go to the Heavenly Father. In fact, no one else has the right to go before God except those who are in Christ already. No unbeliever's prayer, no matter how fervent, no matter how long, no matter how many wonderful words, does not get to the ears of the Father, because he's unknown to the Father. He's unacceptable to the Father because he's still in his sins. He doesn't believe in Jesus as their Savior. But God does invite sinners to find salvation in his Son. He calls on them to believe and be baptized, and then they too can have the privilege of standing before the Father and asking their prayers. In the name of Jesus, you have peace because you have Jesus in your heart, because you have faith of that Jesus is the Lord and Savior. And you can ask the Father for anything because there is peace between us and the Father in heaven. No more enmity, no more anger between God and us. We are now his people, his children. And Jesus says that when you are in me, you've overcome the world too, because that's what Jesus has done. He's overcome the world. No matter what the world can throw at you, he's already defeated it. So when we are in him, we have that victory also. It's nothing that we've done on our own. We cannot say we've overcome the world, but we can say we've overcome the world because of Jesus. To pray in the name of Jesus also means not only to be in him, believing in him, but it also means to pray like him, to pray as he would pray. So how do we do that? Well, we can go to the Psalms and see how we pray, what the Psalms talk about. But one of the things that's very important for us to understand is that Jesus did teach us how to pray. He taught us the Lord's Prayer. And we all learn the Lord's Prayer. And sometimes we pray the Lord's Prayer on our own, but we all almost always pray it in church, at meetings, whatever. And sometimes we start thinking, well, it's just a prayer. But it's really the prayer for us. The prayer that our Lord calls on us to pray, because that's where we get what we need. That's when we go before the Father saying, I need these things. Please give them to me. And it starts out with a beautiful line, Our Father who art in heaven. He is our Father, and that's why we can go to him. He's our Father better than any earthly father could ever be. He has called us to be his own through baptism, through faith in Jesus, and now he will care for you as any perfect father would care. He'll look after you from birth until the time he takes you into eternal life, from conception until he takes you into eternal life. We can go to him without fear and doubt that he will hear us because we are his dear children. He calls on us, Jesus says, to remember that his name is hallowed. That means we use his name and keep him in our hearts pure and holy, that we do not use God's name just to get whatever we think we want, but actually to go and receive what he wants for us. And to stay in his truth, to believe what Jesus tells us about himself. We pray the kingdom come. Thy kingdom. What is the kingdom of God? But it's Jesus himself who comes into us. We ask that our Father keep that kingdom in us. Never take it away from us. Never let us lose it. But remain faithful to Jesus always. That we would live a godly life following in his footsteps. And then we also ask that the will of the Father be done on earth as it is in heaven. Whatever God wants done, that's what we want done. That's what we should want done in our lives. Sometimes it means to suffer. Sometimes it means to rejoice. And sometimes it means simply to wait. I know sometimes when people are praying for healing, you hear this, people are praying for healing, they wanted their sickness, their illness to end, and then they die. And you wonder, well, where were you, God? But his will is, I want to save you. I want to give you perfect healing. And he did, and he does, when he takes us into his heavenly kingdom. And there's no more death, no more sadness, no more sickness, but only perfect life and health with our heavenly Father. Waiting for the will of the Father is a sign of faithfulness on our part too. Give us our daily bread. Give us what we need today. That's why we pray this prayer day after day, because we ask God, give me what I need today. Don't let me worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. But to pray for today is what's important for all of us. Simply to ask for what I need right now and no more. And then to keep, forgive us our trespasses. What more do we need in this world than have our trespasses, our sins forgiven? Because if we do not have our sins forgiven, then we still are in our sins. And no matter what we ask of the Father, without forgiveness, we still are in our sins and death is still upon us. And there is no eternal life waiting for us. So we ask God to forgive us for the sake of Jesus, who has suffered and died in our place. Lead us not into temptation and deliver us from evil. Don't let us, Father, fall into temptation. Keep me from going down the wrong path. Keep me coming back to you. Keep me, teach me to be repentant and return to you. And protect me so that the evil one will have no power over us. Keep us faithful to you and push away Satan from our eyes and our hearts. That's what we come to the Lord to pray for. We come in Jesus' name, remembering that he is our Savior. And because we are in his name, we have the promise of the Father hearing us and asking him, we will receive what he wants us to have. And what we need so desperately is him, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, who is our Lord, our Savior, our Creator, and our Sanctifier. Remember that in all your prayers, both the ones you say at home and in the ones we pray here in the church, your Father is listening, and he has promised to grant your requests because he has your spiritual well-being, your physical well-being at heart. In the name of Jesus, amen.